find out. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, for truly we are a ministry where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is an hour that we want to just worship the Lord together. How many of you on this day, this time, under these conditions, just simply feel like going on? Bishop Whining and I will sing a little for you now.
I feel like going on. Yeah. I feel like going on.
I feel like going on. What appropriate song. Sometimes we don't feel like going on, but you do feel like going on. And I just want to just speak with you just for a few moments, because you know I'm getting at a point where it's time for me to sit back and relax and just reach out and venture off into something else. I'm looking forward to my retirement. I will be retiring from the Rapids Parish School Board, and I will adventure out more into the ministry. It's something that I truly want to do. You know, folk have always said to me that you're so busy, but then that was a gentleman to tell me that that you're not busy, you're just productive. And I believe that I am a productive person. You know, sometimes you may not see it right then, but down the line, you'll begin to see the productivity of what a person is truly venturing out to do. And I have worked for the school board for about 20 years, and, you know, it's time for me to do something else. You know, I've enjoyed the opportunity of transporting the children and meeting new children and looking out for them in different ways, but it's time for someone else to have that reign, and I want to be busy and productive in the work of ministry. You know, I just can't sit back and just lay back. You know, sometimes I do find myself running a whole lot, you know, and just don't slow down. So what I want to do is I want to take all of that energy, and I want to focus on the ministry more and put more into the ministry with this allotted lifetime that I do have left upon this earth. You know, we all have to leave here one day. And when I do leave here, I wanted to be said that I did do some productive things in life. And you know, one of the things I want to do is establish and create a crusade where we can have some positive speakers and pastors to come into this city and share with us a word from the Lord. And one of the gentlemen that comes to mind. We just had Pastor Bissick just came, and he did a revival earlier this week, and we had a glorious time in the Lord. And he was here on Tuesday, and he preached out of his heart, and yet he came on Wednesday, and man, look, he preached. That was the first time that I've ever heard him. And he's from by way of Texas, and he really did a dynamic job. I mean, he preached out of his heart. I thought he wasn't going to stop, but he realized that he had to bring it and ring it on in. And I want to thank Pastor Earl Williams for that being placed in his spirit to ask him to come down and bless our city. If you weren't there, I want you to know that you missed it. And even in the midst of COVID-19, my brothers and sisters, you have to know that we still can go on. We still should feel like going on. So I want to adventure out a little farther and bring some of these men of God in here that we can hear from them. And one of the gentlemen pastors that's in my spirit, and he's been lingering in my spirit for a little while, is Tellus Chatman. And he's a powerful speaker, a powerful man of God. And I just want to say to you, don't be surprised if you hear on the broadcast of Tellus Chatman, Pastor Tellus Chatman, entering into this city and coming to share a couple of days the word of God. You will be tuned in. You will be given further information pertaining to the men of God that we'll be trying to bring in here, and you will be kept well informed. And we're going to try to let you know by way of radio and other Facebook, Twitter, all means of communication that we possibly can. And we need your support. We want you to support it. A lot of times we say that we don't venture out and get good ministers to come in from other areas to preach and to spread the word of God and do revivals or crusades. But that's something in my spirit that I'm going to set out to do, and I will be soliciting support from you as a people, and also from businesses, and also want to have the support of the sheriff, the support of the mayor, the support of the city council, the support of the judges. Yeah, I'm calling everybody out. The support of the chief police. You know, we want to stop the violence. We want to have safe streets and all of this and all that. What better way is it to do that? Is by bringing in men of God that can relate to our people and feed our people and help our people in a spiritual way. So this is something that we want to everybody to get on board and be a part of, and please support it, because let me just say this: if you support the first speaker come in, guess what? Then we shouldn't have a problem with getting others. And we always say that there's nothing going on in the city. Well, I'm letting you know that that something is about to be created, whereas we can have good worship and good fellowship to a higher standard and on a higher level, and get some of these renowned speakers to come in and speak to us. And you know, that's not taking anything away from us as pastors or us as men of God here. You know, sometimes you have to go out and bring other folk in. I'm gonna do it if I have to do it all by myself. And but I hope and pray that I won't have to be a Lone Ranger, but we would come together and try to create something positive and productive for our city. And we want to try to also do something to help cartel all of this killing, all of these this street action that's going on. You know, people, when they sit still and they just sit idle, you know, things begin to happen. But you know, when you do as my brother Wade told me, is not to just be busy, but to be productive. Yes, that's who told it to me, was Wade Hampton. He said you have to be productive. You're not busy, Pastor Tenney, but you are productive, and that's what we want to be. We want to be productive in every way, in every aspect. We want to bring everybody together. We don't want it to be a white thing or a black thing, but we want it to be a unified thing. It's time that we get away from all of this racial encounters and these racial injustices, and we begin to come together to work together, because guess what? We have to live together. And if we have to live together, we want to have peace among us together. And, you know, sometimes folk get you wrong. Sometimes folk get me wrong, you know, but they don't, you know, people just don't know sometimes what's in your spirit, what's in your heart, you know, what your frustrations is, what you might be going through, what encounters you have. You know, you never know what a person is going through unless you're that person or unless you sit down and talk to that person to just get a little insight of what's happening. I know always we come on the radio and we always preaching to you. We always shooting scriptures and of this nature to you. But sometimes we just need to have a little chat. You know, they have a little talk with Jesus and it'll make everything all right. You know, so I just want to have a little talk with you and just talk to you and just share some things with you, share some things that's in my mind, some things that I want to do and in trying to be productive in this city. And I also would like to listen to all of the men of God, all of the pastors that we need to help clean up the city by giving our giving some of our knowledge, our spiritual advice to these law enforcement people, and not wait till somebody get killed or something happen. But we need to be doing this on a consistent basis. And also the sheriff department, the police department, the state troopers, all of them need to come and unite with the men of God, that they can be allowed to give some spiritual advice, some spiritual guidance, and so forth and so on. We can make this thing a better thing, but we have to work together. We have to come together. So as I venture out and as I try to move forward to do something in a productive manner with the time that I do have allotted on this earth, I ask that you would support what I'm about to set out to do, support it both physically and financially. Because guess what? In order to bring good sound people in here, you have to have the finances in order to do that. You know, you can't be a Long Ranger by yourself unless you're wealthy. And I'm wealthy in my father's house. But let me tell you something. I'm not a rich person. I don't have a whole lot of monies. But God takes the little that I have, and he helps me do a whole lot of things. And that's what we want to do. We want to do a whole lot of different things. And look, I want you to continue to stay tuned to this broadcast. Note that we will be coming on every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. every Saturday. You can tune in to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. every Sunday morning by way of Facebook. And look, always remember that only what you do for Christ is going to last. I'm going to ask you if you would make a contribution to this ministry, that you would support what I'm setting out to do. And know this here. Make money is payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, Alexandria, Louisiana, 713-02, 4800 Smith Avenue. I want to thank you. God bless you, and may he keep you. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Okay, we've experienced a little difficulty with Pastor Blackwell, but I tell you what, don't you guys go anywhere, because we know he's going to be coming right back. So don't even think about touching that dial. Going to wait for Pastor Grady Blackwell to return. I think we had a technical difficulty with our phone, but nevertheless, we'll try to figure out what's going on. But again, we just thank and praise God for you, you and you, tuning in to Reverend Grady Blackwell. So we're waiting to find out what's going on. In the meantime, what we're going to do is just kind of come with something else until he makes it back on live.
I want you to call all your friends and call everybody that you know and tell them that First St. Mark Baptist Church and their pastor, Grady Blackwell, is on the air. We're so glad that we're here. We just want to talk to you about a few things that you probably already know, but we want to tell you what's going on at First St. Mark Baptist Church. One of the main things that I want to tell you is we have service every Sunday, and we open back up, and we want all the First St. Mark members to know that we are open and tell everybody we're having services every Sunday, full services. Let me just go over the services real quick. The services we have a Sunday school service on Sunday from 10 until 11. And we have a real good Sunday school class. We have a lot of ministers from different churches and different areas. They attend, and I know for one that I just enjoy it. And from what I can hear from some of them and from the people that are in attendance, they enjoy it also. So we invite you to come and check out our Sunday school. Another thing that I want to tell you that on Monday, we have celebrate your absentee from alcohol and drugs and cocaine. So that is from 6 to 7 every Monday, 6 to 7. On Thursday, we have what you call a community prayer breakfast. It starts around 6 in the morning, and it is end up around 8 until we run out of food. So we just invite you to come to First St. Mark Church or some of the activities that they're having and be blessed. We love visitors, and we just love people to come. And one of the things I want to tell you, and I need to tell you right now, it's very important to me. I'm having a retirement celebration. And you could call it a retirement and a birthday celebration. And we're having that very soon. We're having that on the first of May, the retirement celebration. And let me say this, if I possibly can. My children are putting this on. And I'm kind of in the dark. I just know they tell me a little bit, but they've notified a lot of people. It's going to be Saturday, May the 1st. And then you just 2021 at 12 noon. Just shut off. And it's at a place called the Gym, GEM. Right, so I'm gonna phase you. And it's located 1014 3rd Street, Alexander, Louisiana. They say RSVP to Paula by April the 19th.
Okay.
So let me say that again.
Go ahead, start
retirement. Yes, I want to just make these announcements. I want to make them very clear. Retiring on the 2nd of May, 2021, at a place right next door to the Century Cafe, they're having something on the 1st of May at 12 noon. And those people have been already been notified and been gave something, and they will be there. But I'm having something starting 12 noon. Anybody coming, come on out. Secondly, we're having something at First St. Mark Baptist Church, but that will be on the 6th of June at 2:30 p.m. That will be a retirement appreciation on the 6th of June, which is the first Sunday in June at 2:30 p.m. Reverend A.L. Johnson will be the speaker of that appreciation, retirement appreciation. So I wanted to get that straight if I get nothing else straight. So it was set up for the second, but it won't be held on the second anymore. It will be held in June, the first Sunday in June, which is the 6th of June at 2:30. We invite everybody to come and help Pastor Blackwell celebrate his retirement at that particular time. I just wanted to get that across. We know the First St. Mark celebrate all the activities we possibly can in the community. Some people call us a community church, and we certainly do like visitors. We like visitors all the time, and we have visitors. We want to tell you and want you to understand that you are always welcome at First St. Mark. Right now, I just want to give a few things that we do. We have regular church service at First St. Mark Baptist Church every Sunday. It's located at 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexander, Louisiana. And I want to say it, I can't say it too much, we love visitors. On Monday, we celebrate sobriety from 6 to 7 p.m. And we invite you to come or bring somebody or send somebody. On a Wednesday, we have what we call Bible study or midweek service. That is from 6:30 until 7:30. It only lasts 1 hour. It feels like sometimes we want to go longer than that, but it only lasts 1 hour. We have two or three preachers and pastors there, and they just take the word and really tear it apart and explain it so good. And if you come once, you'll always come back because you want to hear these preachers and pastors break the word of God down where even a baby could understand it. But that's from 6:30 to 7:30. Also, as we continue to go, on a Thursday morning, we have a community prayer breakfast. It starts around 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock or 8:30 or until we run out of food. But we have grits, eggs, sausage, toast, jelly, coffee, a drink. So we certainly want you to come and enjoy a community breakfast with us. That's just something that we do. It's no charge. It's a free. We call it a community prayer breakfast. So we want you to know about that. But all kind of stuff that goes on at First St. Mark Baptist Church. On a Wednesday, we have a fundraiser. We're buying a van, and we may have a van in a couple of weeks. We're buying a van. So we have a luncheon every Wednesday at from 11 to 1. So you can call or participate in either one of these that I just mentioned. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for listening at this First St. Mark Baptist Church ministry. One of the things that I want to say, I have noticed that we, black people, with a low self-esteem, some of us, most of us, we won't reach out. We don't think that we're worth nothing. And one thing I just want to say before I get cut off, I want to say this, and I never want to say it loud and clear. It's too much black-on-black crime going on. And the only person that can do something about it is us. We can do something about it. If we see something going on, we should call somebody and tell them, well, what am I talking about? Before a gun is pulled, before somebody hits somebody, it always starts off with the mouth. Somebody's talking about somebody. Somebody is cursing somebody out, or somebody's talking about somebody's mama. It's always something that starts something off. And if you see a fight or something almost ready to get started, you can either say something or you can call the police and tell them it's a big argument and somebody's going to get hurt. Because when an argument starts, pretty soon it's a knife or a gun or two before or a bat. it starts off from the mouth, somebody talking, and it ends up somebody getting hurt. And too many times, too many people are hurt in this. I know you don't want to hear it, but I have to say it. Somebody is going to the hospital in a lot of cases. Sometimes they go to the graveyard or a funeral home, and somebody's going to jail. And that's a big hardship on black families to lose a loved one, for a loved one to go to the hospital. Not only the stress, but it's different things that other come in there. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for this. You got to mortgage your home to get somebody out of jail. You got to be, somebody got to be without a father, a brother, a sister. So all these things come into thing, and that's why we all not to commit these black on black. We all have to love each other rather than fighting and doing all these other things. And that's what I'm trying to say. One thing I noticed that low self-esteem, sometimes we can see an ad in the paper where we need managers and we need workers. And a lot of times the black won't put in for the manager job. They'll put in for the other type of job, the workers and whatever, because of the low self-esteem. They don't think they can handle it. I need to tell you right now, God made all of us and he didn't make no job. We can do anything if we put God first and pray and ask him to give us the strength to do what we do. I just want to just say this, and I'm going to say it real slow. Might get cut off, but listen. This may well be the best-kept secret in the church. Many people underestimate what happened to them upon conversion. Trusting in Christ is more than a removal of sin. It is a deposit of power. You are fully equipped. You need more energy, you have it. More kindness, it's yours. Could you use some self-control, self-discipline, or self-confidence? God has already given them to you. You just need to claim your inheritance. A new day awaits you. A new season of atonement, discovery, and trend leave every I can't behind you. Set your God can ahead of it. Leave fear and worry behind as you fight from victory, not for victory. Stop going through the motion and dare to believe your best days are ahead. Overcome your rejection and become a deep convinced that you're God or child, God or child God. Let me tell you this. Thank you so much for listening to First St. Mark Baptist Church. We appreciate you. Many prayers go out for you who are sick and shut in and can't come out right now. God bless you. God keep you. And we're going to keep on praying for you. God bless you.
Listen to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander.